your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning, North Central Indiana, Frankfort, Clinton County, anybody? Anybody? Yeah, really. I mean, we're streaming, so we're worldwide. Hey, it's Melissa. Thanks for joining Party Line. I've got my cohort partner in crime here with me, Don Stock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We got through the first day pretty well. You happen to limp along with me, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Hey, I don't think we had any issues whatsoever. As always, we want to thank our sponsors for letting us hang out here. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, we love bigdeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. And of course, we're streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Sorry you have to see us, but that's just the way it is. We want to thank our sponsors there, Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson's Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Black Hawk Winery, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, Minute Printed, and All BQ's in Flora, which Todd, that's the new one who Todd brought on for us. And Todd, we want samples some point in time. We got a pretty good show today. We got Healthy Communities of Clinton County coming on at 9 o'clock, and we believe they're coming in on phone line. And possibility, we found it in some of our notes, that we might hear from Katie Ann Rotler from the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce at 8:45. I'm not going to guarantee that one because she's on one sheet and not the other. So, but it's always good to hear from Katie Ann as well.
It's good to have Katie Ann on. Yep.
So, what happened? You had fun last night.
Yeah, I did. We're scheduled to broadcast on Hoosierland TV last night, the hot dogs in Crawfordsville, and when we get out there last night, the hot dog TV was broadcasting, and I mean, I'm all about supporting athletics and understanding the difficulties that athletic departments have in creating money, so wasn't a big deal for me to pack up and go on home, and but I missed a good ball game last night. Melissa, as their number one pitcher, Jose Lopez Alaniz, threw a four-hit shutout last night, struck out 8 guys, and only walked 2 to a 6-0 win. Now, that puts them 1 game behind. They play Crawfordsville tonight. If they should win today, then they'll be co-champs with Crawfordsville for the Sagamore Conference. So I say, let's go hot dogs.
Yeah, no kidding. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, at least you had great weather for it, and it looks like we're going to have good, hopefully we'll hang on to that good weather for the game tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Scattered showers possible later on this evening with a low of 56, but I think that'll all hold off. It's just a 30% chance, so that surely will hold off till the overnight. Showers likely in the morning before 11, and possibility of thunderstorms tomorrow. So those guys that are just getting back into the fields, be wary. You may end up with rain again tomorrow. So I know you got to push it, but don't push it so hard that you're pushing yourselves too hard.
That's when accidents happen.
Exactly, exactly. And everybody out there on the roads, please cut these guys some slack. They are trying to grow your food, so you know, let's be nice.
Yeah, in a time where they're talking about food shortages, so let's let them do what they do best.
Exactly. So, what's on the game plan for you guys? Because do we have more games, coming up?
I don't have anything else scheduled until sectional time, which is next week. Frankfort heads to Crawfordsville on Wednesday. And they'll play game 2, 7:30. I think it's South Vermilion. If they win that ball game on Thursday, they come back and play the first ball game, and they'll play the winner of, I think it's Lebanon or North Montgomery. So Crawfordsville sits in the lower bracket. They just play one ball game, and then they're into the championship game. And in baseball, that's probably more important, getting that bye bracket, because once you get into the tournament, you only need like two pitchers. You're one and two pitchers. So if you play a team that you feel pretty confident in winning, then you don't have to throw your number one on that Thursday night ball game. You can save him for the championship game. Now, I know people say, oh, man, you got to win the game to get there. But, man, if you can save your number one to just pitch one ball game in the sectional, that's probably what you're going to do. And so you would have to think that Crawfordsville kind of sits in the seat for their sectional championship there. But the Hot Dogs are playing very well, and I'm hoping that the Dogs get into the championship game. I think it's on the 30th of May, so there's a break between Thursday night's game. I don't think they play until the following Monday for the championship game. I think a lot of that's done more for the officiating, because, you know, the guys are working. And so they try to work around schedules to get the officials at the ball game. I used to umpire baseball a long time ago, and they would run a doubleheader on Saturday and then come back in on Monday, a Memorial Day, the holiday, and play the championship game so they could all get in. But they play now through the week, and I think they play Wednesday and Thursday evenings for the same purposes, to get the umpires to be able to get to the ball game.
Well, and there's an umpire shortage all over the place too. So, and that's not helping, and not only in the boys' baseballs, but also in girls' softball. I know there's a shortage there as well. So, yeah, I'm sure you're right. So you were talking about the pitchers, and I understand the logic in the, you know, your number one, your number two. How many innings do, or how does that work? I mean, I know how many quarters you have to have for football, how many, you know, how many quarters you have for basketball, but how does that work with baseball?
Well, if a pitcher, it's going to depend on the number of innings. Now, in Little League Baseball, it's by pitch. They keep pitch count. Which is probably the better thing to do, because you could only throw three innings and a young lad throw 50 or 60 pitches. So the way the Little League does it, probably the better way, keeping track of pitches. But I believe that in high school baseball, it is based on innings, and once you get to like five innings, and you've got to have so many days of rest. I'm going to guess that, because that could be a reason why they go from Thursday to Monday, mm-hmm. in the tournament, to give your number one, if he throws on one night, the opportunity to come back. But as we all know, in professional, they give him 5 days off in between pitches because of the number of pitches that they throw. But high school kids do the same thing. You know, they'll throw anywhere from 80 to 90 pitches in a ball game, even if they don't make it through the seven inning process. I mean, it's not a natural throw, and that's why in softball you can only have one pitcher, because it's more of a natural. It's not a burden on your shoulder because you're underarming it, and so you can pitch more often, and because it's just not a burden on your elbow and shoulder as it is in throwing overhand.
Other than the fact, I don't know, and, you know, fast pitch and slow pitch, totally different, but it does put quite a spin on your rotator cuff. Either way, whether you're going overhand in baseball or whether you're doing fast pitch softball, it works that rotator cuff.
Yep.
Something fierce.
But it's a little bit easier on it.
Yeah,
than
I think
softball.
I think the release, and especially with the lower arm, the problem that I had with it. I tried pitching, and I wasn't bad at it, but I am a sidearmer.
Oh.
And you try to do the pitching, fast pitch, and your sidearmer natural throw doesn't work. So I was better as a catcher. I caught, and my daughter's the same way. She throws exactly the same way I do. So she ended up playing catcher as well. But I could, now I got to admit, I could take it to second base straight through, and if the pitcher didn't hit the deck,
they were, the cutoff man didn't know it.
Yeah, they were pretty much screwed, because I do, it's a sidearm throw and it's a straight throw. There is no up and over. It's a straight side, almost like a slam.
I was a catcher, and when I played baseball, I enjoyed it. I just enjoyed being a catcher. You're in every play, mm-hmm. and you're seeing, as you would say,
yeah,
you'd see in the whole field. Yeah, it's all in front of you. So I just enjoyed being behind the plate. It was a lot of fun for me. So.
Yeah, I liked playing it, and I liked playing when I wasn't catching, just to give my knees a break, you know, give me a break, especially when it was really hot out. I would go to either shortstop or second, and everybody told me there's no way you can play that because you're left-handed. But I had no issues with it whatsoever. But that's where basketball comes in, and you know they take that pivot. And when you pivot, you can pivot, and you can throw anywhere you want.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true.
But we got some great stuff going on in the community, and I know you went to the concert at Prairie Creek Park, but we've got more coming up.
They do. This coming Saturday at Prairie Creek Park, Dwayne Spa will be playing on the Farmers Bank stage along with the Indy Annies. And I believe the Indy Annies are an all-girl band. And
I would assume so, but, yeah. You know, never say never.
No, I remember Kimberly talking about it at one of our department head meetings that they're supposed to be pretty good also. So, you know, the thing that I enjoy most about it, you look down the list, Cody Eichert is going to be coming in on June the 11th, Cook and Bell also on that same day. And I just like the fact that the Prairie Creek Park was a big challenge for a lot of people, a mm-hmm. lot of money being spent. But, okay, it's money, it's been spent. Let's take advantage of it, and the city of Frankfort has, I think, done so, and I think it means a lot for the merchants downtown if they've got to choose to stay open and take advantage of people coming down, and I think that as this grows through the summertime, you're going to get more and more people come from outside the city of Frankfort to come to the entertainment, and it's a beautiful place, and it's well. I mean, music is very good coming off the Farmers Bank stage.
Well, and I think a lot of people had a hard time seeing the actual vision of it because, you know, well, you know as well as I do, we went from this hole,
yeah,
basically in the ground, and with the creek running right through there, and it was a catch-all for anything and everything. Mm-hmm. But for people, the general public, I think they just could not see the vision of what the town was seeing, what city officials were seeing, the potential that this could have, and that's why there was such almost backlash, because of, you know, we're spending way too much money on this thing that it's never going to get used, and here we are post-pandemic, thank goodness, because that hurt.
Yeah,
but it's being utilized almost every day, and that's fantastic. There's so much stuff down there. And this summer you're going to see it even more as it keeps, you know, especially after the kids get out and the water park starts, you know. And yeah, it's a little mini water park, but it's a nice place to go.
Yeah, we took our grandchildren there last year. They enjoyed every bit of it. And when you get, as you said, there's a lot of people renting it. And so you're getting weddings, and you're getting entertainment from different groups that are renting, and I think that's what it's about. It's a beautiful facility, and if you haven't been there, you need to go. And why not go this Saturday on the 21st when two bands will be coming in, Dwayne Spall and the Indy Annie. So get your chair and head on down. I think they allow you to bring in non-alcoholic drinks if you want to do that, but you cannot bring alcohol into the facility, of course. It is for sale there. as the city provides it through Shoup's Catering. And I'm not for sure if CNR will be there for all the food events, but I do know that they're working on trying to get food trailers to be able to be a part of the process only. Also, but the challenge they have with that is keeping people safe, because if they're across the street going back and forth, and as we all know now that Washington Avenue is kind of the bypass around 28. The city's just trying to make sure everything goes well.
Right, and I think, you know, once 28's done, if it's done, no, it will be. We know it just.
And it'll
it
be
takes,
beautiful.
Yeah, it will be, and it takes a long time. But they're doing it right. They're doing it. They're changing out the water. They're doing the electric. They're doing everything underground that has to be done. So they don't have to tear it up right after we put new pavement down. Oh, no, let's cut a hole in it and fix something else. Let's do it all at once. So, yeah, it is taking time to get that done. But I think once that's done, then we'll be able to enjoy Prairie Creek Park to the fullest, because it's going to be safe. You could shut Washington off, you know, on concert night and put the food trucks out there and not have to worry about everybody once we get that construction over with.
Yeah, and we don't want to talk about having parking issues. Heck, put your chair in your carrier and put it on your shoulder and have a nice evening stroll down to the city of Frankfort. It's not that far, not that bad. And it'll still be a good evening. And you know, we live in a safe community. We're in the top 10 in the state of Indiana in being safe, as our chief shoemaker has his boys out doing what they do best. And so that nice evening stroll would be okay.
And I think, and that's an amazing accomplishment, especially when you listen to the news every night. And it's just, I mean, it's not a good place to be in a lot of places for Indiana to be. I don't know.
Did you ever
stay away from Indianapolis at this point? But
when it gets dark, you want to start getting out of town. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny because in our time, it's gone from nap town to somebody getting shot all the time now. That's widespread.
Makes you appreciate the Strip.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? We'll talk about that when we come back. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Party Line here in just a bit.
1570 AM and 96.9 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort.
We want to tell you that we're licensed for the public good. A trustee who's promised that we would examine needs and problems of our own community and program in an effort to meet the needs you see. If you will listen, then you will see how you can help us do more for our community. Write a helpful letter to our management, telling what you think of all the time we spent, with your thoughts and comments on how we may best serve, what can we do. Unless you object, your letter's a public view during our business hours.
This is WILO Frankfort.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded. Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins. Bars. Bags of 90% silver. Gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You'll always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Yeah, we forgot to take that out. Kevin and I usually try to yank that out of there, and we forgot to yank it out. So, hey, it's Melissa. Thanks for coming back to Party Line. I got my partner in crime here, Don Stock, and we want to thank our sponsors, of course, for letting us hang out and talk your ear off. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, we love bigdeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Valdeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry, and of course our HoosierLandTV.com sponsors, Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, Minute Printed, and All BQs in Flora. And Todd, we're still waiting on those samples. So, Don,
yeah,
we got coming up a chance for everybody to meet our city officials and talk to them, and you want to tell us a little more about that, since you usually partake in that?
I'm usually there for questions and answering or to discuss some of the challenges that go on in our office on a daily basis. Coffee and conversation at the Gym City Junction. It'll be with Mayor Sheets, the Board of Works. Usually Megan shows up. If Greg's not on call, he'll be there also. Fire Chief Matt Stedham and Police Chief Scott Shoemaker, and all the departments, as in Parks and the Building Services, will be there and answering all questions that come before us. So make sure you bring them. 1 to 3 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 19th, at the Gym City Junction there at 63 East Clinton Street. And you know, I said before, this has been 2 weeks of firefighting at the Building Services office, as a lot of different items come in that we deal with. We don't deal with like the property maintenance side of things, because the police department does that. But we deal with like people living in tents in people's backyards, or we deal with that. And we've been trailing people that have gone from yard to yard to yard, and so we get to work on that. And I'm actually getting ready to, over the weekend, we got called, and I got to say something, that our office enjoys people who they'll send us messages over the weekend. Hey, this is going on. What's the city rule on this activity? Mm-hmm. And we will look up our ordinances and verify before we call or write back. And so we had a food truck in service this weekend, and it's not that nobody's and not in favor of food trucks. We are, but you've got certain steps you got to go through to get that puppy up and running, and so we're going to deal with a little bit of that today. We have a lot of activities going on in our office. I mean, we oversee the potential of a couple of new subdivisions coming into our community, anything going on downtown. So people are buying buildings downtown. The old Copper Penny, Mr. Taylor is getting ready to work that guy over a little bit and make it a very nice facility. It's also kind of moving on the west side over by the utility building office. There's a building that's getting ready to be remodeled, and we have to go through all those things. Some of them have to be, they all have to have a design release from the state of Indiana.
Right.
They have to approve what's going on, and so that kind of slows the process down a little bit. And then you get into, is it sprinkled or is it not sprinkled? And that's based on what it gets classified as. Because what you want to try to do is you want to try to save a building that catches fire to give the police or the fire department time to get there to put the fire out. So there are different things that can be done. Multiple layers of drywall, just something that slows the speed of the fire so it won't spread.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of that stuff nowadays, you got to make sure you're getting the right grade. A lot of materials are fire retardant, so you got to make sure that you're getting those as well. And yep. that makes a big difference. But like you said, there's so many regulations and even permits, and not only at the local level with your office, but you guys have to make sure that they're following the state guidelines.
That's true.
As well. So that's a lot to have to deal with.
Yeah. One of the things that we're in discussion with Les Burgum, our city attorney, we're adjusting our swimming pool ordinance. And we didn't have in the past the opportunity to put a cover over it, but now we're talking about that. There's a certain cover that can go over the pool, and if nobody's in it, if that's in place, then that'll suffice as a fence. We're just trying to keep kids out of the pool is what we're trying to do, and to keep everybody safe. So we'll see how she goes.
We have a caller on the line. It's Larry. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Wait a minute. Oh,
wait a minute. Hey, there's Larry. Now we got Larry.
Larry, how are you?
Hello, Melissa.
There we got you.
Go. Now we're on.
This is Carl, Melissa.
Okay, hey, Carl, how you doing?
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Don, you always have a positive attitude on everything, and I like that. I wish my attitude was like yours, where you, even though it's not right, you look the positive other than the negative. That's good. That's very good.
Well, thanks for that. I think that in my business, I kind of have to. And we always want to go on the side of, yeah, we can do that, but we're going to do it by doing these ways. So,
yeah. Of course, I've only lived here 71 years, Don.
Is that all? Just 71?
That's it. Okay. That's it. Right. But my only concern with Frankfort, and it's been that way ever since I was 20 years old, I wish we had some kind of ordinance where, like, Winsky's down there, there ought to be a fence put up around that for people who don't have to drive by there and see all that junk on the ground that's in our town, in our city. And I don't know why they can't do this. Do we have any kind of ordinance? Because I brought this up several times, but nothing's ever been done about it. Do we have an ordinance that, I can't just set a bunch of trash out in my front yard and leave it set there.
Carl, we do. There is an ordinance that basically says that junkyards have to have at least a 6-foot tall fence, but it has to be a solid fence.
Uh-huh.
And that would help out a lot. Now, it doesn't say when it says solid, what kind of a solid fence that means. So I can tell you that the new owners of Winsky's, the Beyer family, is working towards getting it all fenced in. And,
well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
We don't push that. We don't, like, we want it to occur, but we understand the cost that goes with putting a fence up, especially there, because it used to be a foundry, and you go into a lot of crazy things under the ground. So we allow them to work at their speed to get it put in. The bottom line is that it's going in.
That's good. That's good. Hey, Melissa, you and Don have a wonderful day, and God bless both of you.
You too.
Carl, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. I got to tell you, I thought that he may be heading towards a different thought process on when he says, I'm only 71 and I wish that Frankfurt would. that's a dangerous line.
I know, it always is, but Carl's a pretty good guy, so excuse me. Since we took a break just about 10 minutes ago, I think we'll just go on into our next guest, if that's all right with you.
Be great.